This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Each week, we bring you a podcast hosted by the sisters and your new best friends.
If you feel like you need something to do, then buckle up, baby, we got news for you.
My name is Kayla B.
And I'm Stacey K. Turn up the radio, cause you know it's Tuesday.
Don't hold back, we keep it real, so let's pump each other up and take over the world together.
I have to call my sister.
Literally, shocking.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. My name is Stacey.
My name's Kayla. My voice is really not doing so hot these days.
He said he planned that. You know, that was a good that was a good bit.
They don't even know the punchline yet.
The punchline is this is not a bit. Finally, the moment has happened that I've been dreading and talking about and trying to warn Kayla of for years now, but finally her voice has hit the point where it's so bad she cannot speak and it is hurting so much, and she had a cold like a month ago. And this is the result of not having good vocal health, not taking care of your voice, so that when you get sick, it's like as an athlete, if you like never worked out and then one day you like ran a really crazy race and then broke your leg and then it's, you know, do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean.
Stop. Don't be do a character.
Just so you know, everybody, it's Mark.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Stacey's husband. We're doing today's episode of I Have to Call My Husband.
I feel like you're already in a vibe of like a character. You're doing like you're trying to be like Jim Carrey or something. Can you just be normal today?
I'm just being normal. This is your normal husband self.
No.
Kind of had lipstick on your teeth.
It's, what?
It's purple and glittery, so you should probably get rid of it.
Oh my God. Is it gone?
Yeah.
Okay. It would be weird though, like, because I realize you've been a guest on the podcast, but Kayla's always here.
Yeah. Like I would never host a podcast. This is ridiculous.
Why? Like you just think it's a dumb job.
I also think it's ridiculous that you and I are just sitting in our own basement having a conversation, but we filmed it. And
I know there's like lights on us. We're filming it. And
like this is just like a normal night, but yeah. Tonight we're just filming it and putting it out there.
It's so weird.
It's weird.
But we have to do it. Like, this is the thing. Like, the fans need their episode, Mark.
They need it.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. So I was like, okay, as I was upstairs doing my makeup, I was like, am I, like, excited for this podcast that Mark is co-hosting with me? Or am I fuming about it? And then I was like, I want to be excited, but I'm also like, I'm so defensive for my sister that I'm like, there's no way that this is ever gonna, like, there's no way that there'll ever be a point in today's episode where we're laughing so hard we can't even make a sound.
Can I just say one thing? I love how you're already like mad that I'm on the podcast. Rewind 10 minutes ago, you're like, oh, by the way, you're on the podcast tonight, you're hosting it.
I was like 10 minutes ago.
Like literally 10 minutes ago, I have to get up at 4:30 tomorrow morning. And I was like, yeah, I'll host it. So you're welcome.
Oh, are you mad? Are you mad about it? I know you're going to be listening to it at 4:30 a.m. on the train to see how I edited it. But this is the thing. I was like, because for some reason, Mark and I always do this bit. And you have to admit it. Like, you do it too. And we're kind of doing it right now. We're like, when we're in front of a crowd, you can have a drink. I feel like you're panicking.
I'm not going to lie. Doing the Kayla voice actually hurt my throat a little
bit. I'm telling you. Anyway.
You laughed so hard at that, I killed it with that joke.
We're just like, it's like me wheezing. It's me wheezing for 5 minutes because we're trying to make it funny.
We're trying to convince people.
That like we have a...
We love each other, I swear.
We're just as close as Kayla and I. Okay, what was I just saying? Oh my God, I never get off my train of thought when Kayla's here. I can't remember what I was going to say.
I don't know. Do we have to rewind it?
No, you're supposed to be listening. You're supposed to be like, oh, this is what you were talking about. See, we're not in the groove. Oh, I know what I was saying. We're not in the groove. This is what I was saying, is we do this bit sometimes, like in real life, where like all these couples are like sitting with each other, showing like PDA, public display of affection, or like whatever. And Mark and I's bit is like, we just roast each other, like back and forth. And we're just like kind of bullies to each other. Like our bit is, and you'll remember sometimes like you'll be so mean to me and I'll be so mean to you. And then I'm like, Mark, we have to stop. I don't know why we're doing this.
Yeah, just that everyone's going to go home and be like, we need to intervene.
Yeah, like they're not a good married couple, but we love each other so much and we have so much fun at home. But it's like this thing that we do where we're just, I'm just like, oh, this idiot. And you're like, this whore. Like it's like,
I never said that in my life.
Trying to make it
that's
racier.
A Kayla joke.
I'm trying to make that's it racier. Anyway, so we can't, let's not do the bit.
Let's not do the bit.
I love you.
I love you too. You look very beautiful tonight.
Okay, wait, don't answer. Actually, I'll ask you one of my questions. My question is, what would you rate my hair and outfit and makeup like out of 10 right now?
Right now?
Yeah. Hold on, let me get it.
All together?
Yeah, like what do you, like what would you vote my like look out of 10 right now?
Like a 9.5.
Seriously?
Yeah, you look good.
You did just say I look sexy right before we started. Yeah. Can I tell you why I'm asking you this question? Because I also think that I look good, and it's bugging me that Kayla can't be here.
The
to see
only
it.
Thing that's that's weird is that you're like, it's kind of like a character.
What?
Like, I feel like you're like dressed like you're trying to do a 1995 look or something.
Oh, you're thinking it looks like I'm trying too hard. Do I?
It looks
I
like you're Stacey in a character.
Really? It looks like me, but like I'm dressed up as Halloween for Clueless or whatever, like in the movie Clueless.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, anyway, I think that this is just how I've decided to dress today. And I was born at that time. That was my era. So like, but wait, I was thinking the other day, am I at the point where I'm like this is actually what I said to myself in the mirror the other day, like in my head. I was like, there was this guy when I was in grade 8 and we used to call him the midlife crisis man. As we were like walking down the street, he was like this dad that would dress, like he would dress in clothes that we would wear in grade 8. And I'm like, he was probably in his 30s, but he was like this old dude to us that walked down the street, the midlife crisis man. And then I'm like, am I the midlife crisis lady? Because I buy like Barbie shirts and wear like this purple, I'm wearing like a purple furry shirt with a high ponytail and like purple lipstick and stuff right now. Am I the or this is what I said to myself in the mirror. I was like, no, because like I'm a performer. So like Beyonce also wears crazy clothes. So does Christina Aguilera. Yeah. And they're all like older than
and
me.
And you wear this, like you usually like zhuzh up for like the podcast, not for like going to the grocery store.
Yeah, but like I just bought like a pink Barbie shirt that I wore last week because like I liked the shirt. Not because I was like trying to be ironic or anything.
But no, I think that's fine. I think the weirder thing is for me at my age, sorry. when you're like, I feel like in your 20s or like people that are like just younger than me are still, are like dressing ironically as like the dad look is like ironic and it's cool. But I've now hit a point where I just look like that now, so I can't do it.
Yeah, because you're saying people are dressing ironically, like they'll wear like a dad runner.
Yeah, it's like dad runner with a button-up shirt, but it's like a hipster, like 24-year-old doing it.
Correct, yes.
But now there's been a couple things where I'm like, I have to take that out of the wardrobe now that I'm in my 30s, because now I just look...
Now it looks like you're wearing it unironically.
It's ironically. Yeah. It's just like that guy...
is wearing like unstylish shoes. Like I have a pair of shoes that we call my nanny shoes. Actually, nanny's always been iconically like fashionable or whatever, but they're like my nanny shoes and they're like a white runner that like has Velcro on the top, like that goes over. It looks like an old lady white runner, but like they're amazing and so cool. But I am wearing them slightly in like an ironic way because they look like an old lady shoe that I wear with my high ponytail, whatever. But I gotta be careful because
The days are numbered.
The days are numbered. We're starting to get to the point where it's like,
you're gonna be weird that you're like, 18 and 80. Like,
this is what
like
I'm saying.
Top half is dressed like you. Yeah. Yeah. In high
but then do
still.
I, but then, but it's okay because I'm a performer, right?
That's just going to be your default for the rest of it. You're like, I can do it. I'm a performer. I'm fine.
But don't you agree?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like it depends on like the time.
No, I'm saying I wear big poofy leopard print jackets and stuff. Wait, do you like that I dress outrageous like that or not? Like, are you attracted to me?
Yeah.
Like one thing I remember that I early on when we first started like dating or whatever, I remember you said like you thought it was hot when I had like my winged eyeliner and like eyelashes on. And I remember the boyfriend before used to be like, oh, you wear too much makeup. Like, be more natural. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? He wanted me to like wear jeans and a t-shirt all the time. He wanted me to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's weird.
That sounds.
I mean, it's not weird. It's just.
No, it
not,
sounds.
It's also just not you.
Exactly. And I'm like,
maybe
ew.
We met at different times.
Different time.
I don't know why I just said that like that. Okay.
You're panicky.
I know.
And you're doing multiple characters and voices. And actually, don't be uncomfortable. It's just us two down here.
As she pulls up a script of questions.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you a list of questions now. So everybody welcome my husband, which I still feel immature saying, Mark, to the podcast as my co-host today. Kayla's really got to fix her voice. I've told her to go to an ENT, which is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And she's like, I'm going to. And then she didn't call today. So she's clearly not taking it seriously. And I said, I'm not joking. Like, just for the like pain purposes, like purely pain purposes, you have to stop talking for one day. And then she's like, Leo, Stacey, is Wally at your house? Because Wally's at our house because she didn't come over and he's here and whatever. She's not going to take it seriously. And then eventually we're going to have to stop the podcast. And then you're going to have to be my co-host and you think it's stupid.
I don't think it's stupid. I think we're going to just change the brand a little bit.
No, we're not. I'm not doing that. I want my sister back. Thank you.
Next week, we're going to be talking about the starting lineup of the Toronto Raptors. Big trade last week.
No.
So, Stacey, what do you think of Emmanuel Quickly?
No. That's my nightmare. Okay. So, my first question was, what would you rate my hair and makeup? So, it's 9.5. What 0.5 could I do better?
I just think because it's kind of like it's not you. It's like a weird costume.
That's the only 0.5 costume. And, like, I'm so offended.
Okay.
Okay. Second question. What is the most annoying thing that Kayla does in life? P.S. Mark and Kayla have a very awesome relationship. They are like brotherly, sisterly. Mark is an only child. He's never had any siblings. Kayla's the closest he has to a sister. And like they kind of bug each other and it's awesome. But he thinks that she's awesome, but also ridiculous. So I want an honest answer here. What's the most annoying thing that Kayla does in life?
How much she idolizes celebrities.
You hate that she's constantly talking.
If you're going to get like an idol, I don't know.
Why is it Kim Kardashian?
Why is it like... I don't know.
Don't say Caitlyn Bristow. She was there. No. People love her on here.
I'm saying, like, you gotta, like, yeah, what? they're famous or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like a celebrity.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't just, like, lose your mind.
Would you not be starstruck if you met Kim Kardashian?
I would, but it's not like I, like, talk about it and, like, want it. Like, if it happened, it'd be cool.
Yeah, you don't, like, think about, like,
Kayla I don't, go, like, think about it.
She goes to sleep and thinks about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, like, that's weird. And unhealthy.
She's constantly thinking about celebrities.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good answer. Okay. Do you think Kayla is just as hot or almost as hot as me?
Almost.
You don't think she's as hot as me? That's so rude. And I'm actually, like, that's so rude. She's, like, the most gorgeous person I've ever seen.
I agree, but you are the best.
No. That's, why do you think that I'm hotter than her? Because I'm taller.
And you're my wife?
No. This is not a trick question. I'm just saying, like, you could have said equally.
I'm sticking by my answer.
Ask me the reverse question.
No, thank you. Who's hotter, me or Kayla?
No.
I know.
Okay.
They all know.
They all know.
Which is rude.
What are your three favorite physical qualities about me?
About you?
Yeah, about me. Now I'm looking for the answers. What are your three favorite physical qualities about me?
This is hard.
What?
They're all so great. I would say your lips and your mouth and your smile is a good physical quality.
You're making that one, not three, right?
Yeah, that's one.
Okay. Your lips and your mouth and your smile. Next.
No, I like that. That's one.
Okay.
That I like. I don't know. Can I just say like your, like the shape of your body?
Like what part?
Like the curve of your body?
The curve of my body. There's like, a lot
like,
of them.
Like this part.
He's pointing to like the mid,
like the side.
So you're picking the smallest part because everything else is too
big. Gosh,
because everything else is too big. Everything else is too big. So you're like just the smallest part of you.
I'm walking away.
Okay,
that was only two.
Oh, that was two. What's the third one?
I was gonna make a joke, but I didn't know if I should.
What?
Well, you were like, you just picked the smallest, and then I was like, and I also like the biggest.
What is it?
Your butt.
My butt. Oh, I thought it was my boobs.
Oh.
You like my butt more than my boobs?
I don't know.
Because now they're getting like not as perky.
They're
not as perky.
No,
it's true. I'm gonna tell them the thing that you said.
It's not
there was
true.
A girl. I'm telling the thing. I'm telling it. And
no,
listen. be quiet.
But you're going to tell it wrong.
I won't tell you. You can defend yourself after I tell it. There was a girl walking who I thought was hot, like on the beach. We were in the beach. I said, oh, do you think that girl's hot? And he said, yeah, she is hot. He's like, her boobs kind of like point to the ground though.
No.
Her nipples kind of point to the ground.
One, I've literally never said the sentence nipples point to the ground
what
ever.
What did you say then?
There was something, she was in a, we was at the beach.
Okay,
she was in a bathing suit and it was like pressing them weirdly out.
Right, which is what boobs naturally do when you have no bra on. Yeah.
But because of the bathing suit, it was doing a weird thing. And I said, that looks a little bit weird.
Okay.
And then since then, you are the meanest human being.
No,
ever
not
existed.
Mean. I'll be like I, okay, so I have to, in defense for Mark or whatever, he's always very body positive about like everybody. And he just, for some reason, like you really got into the game. I'm like, do you think that girl's hot? He's like, yeah, she's hot, but her boobs kind of like point weird out or whatever. Since then, like, yeah, as you get older, like I don't even have kids yet. Can you imagine that? They'll be like pointed like fully to the ground. But like my boobs aren't as like up. They kind of like, they're big. So they kind of go like out and down ish. And I'm like, that's the ones he doesn't like anymore.
So not true.
So then I'll be like, look, I'll be like, oh, look, they're pointed out, Mark, which is the natural way a boob falls. Sometimes.
I've never had a problem.
That's true. I'm just saying I hated that you said that about that girl that one time.
I just, you.
You've never been negative ever.
You are the stereo, the poster child of like the man saying one weird wrong thing and then you bringing it up every day for the next 12 years.
You don't think about stuff that I've said to make you insecure?
No.
Okay, well,
move on. I didn't try and say it.
Well, it's not my
You're beautiful.
Nipples fault. Okay. What is something about my personality that makes you have a crush on me?
That you genuinely like want to talk to people and like that they like you like laugh at people.
But you always get mad at me when I'm like talking to randoms.
It depends. So I like that like you talk to like our friends or you talk to like you're very sociable with people. I get annoyed when we have to go somewhere and you're talking to the random man that's like sitting by the curb.
Why? Why?
Because we have places to go and you put yourself in weird situations. You're like, can you believe that that man just threw his drink at me? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I can believe it. Because you shouldn't talk to that person.
I don't, well, no,
you're like,
you say your theory. Like, I don't just go up and talk to them.
But you do.
No.
And you have the persona, like, you're the person that, like, smiles and, like, nods and makes direct eye contact where everyone else would avoid those people.
Exactly. And I have, as you say, a costume on, so maybe I look, like, a little bit crazy, too. So they feel like they can talk to
you're me. You're the person that most people are trying to avoid eye contact with.
You take that back. No.
There's mothers saying to their kids, don't look at that woman.
The girl with the weird fuzzy purple shirt, don't look at her. She is having a midlife crisis. She's wearing a Barbie shirt.
I want to make the weirdest reference.
What?
I feel like it's like you're cosplaying Grimace.
I am cosplaying Grimace. And on Canada's Got Talent, like, I look like Sully from whatchamacallit. I am doing a cosplay of Grimace right now.
You love fuzzy shirts and all.
I look like I'm cosplaying Grimace. It looks good though.
It looks good.
I'm telling you, I like my outfit today. All right, Grimace looks good on me. Here we go. Next is, what do you think what do you think your family does better than my family?
This is such a problematic question.
No. I can think of like a unproblematic answer. So I'm curious to hear what you're thinking.
Well, you're already mad at me, and I haven't even answered the question.
Well, because you said this is problematic, and
well,
I'm like,
no,
oh.
I'm like, it's like, if I say something, I don't want to offend anyone that's listening. Every single member of your entire family is going to listen to this.
What is so something that your family does better than my family?
Oh my gosh, speak French. It's a joke. They're both French teachers.
That's a good answer, but. I feel like there's an obvious answer.
What's the obvious answer?
No, I'm not saying it. It's your question.
I think I know what you're going to say, but I don't want to offend people.
What?
I think you're going to say cook food.
Oh, That's not what I was going to say.
What are you going to say?
So rude. Next time, my family's going to be so insecure when they're eating.
No, because you were like, oh my gosh, this turkey is amazing. Like, we had turkey dinner last week.
Yeah, but I say that to my mom, too. So now everyone knows that you think the family cooks better.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's so rude. I was going to say they're better at scheduling things.
I think that's rude. Your family's good at scheduling stuff?
No, it's not. My family doesn't care. No, they're not. Mark, it's 10 minutes by 10 minutes in my family, and we all agree on it. Your family's schedules years in advance.
True. Okay.
But you said cook. That's so rude. My mom tries so hard, and everyone's cooking. Oh, they're trying so hard.
I know you're trying to fuck me because you're the one that said it. So
I
it's
didn't
not
say
embarrassing
cooking.
To me.
I didn't say cooking.
You said cooking.
No, I didn't. Okay. What is something that my family does better than your family?
Relaxes.
Relaxes? Yeah, that's true. Your family's constantly stressed. That's the answer. Just relaxes.
Like,
how about talk?
Give
to each
me
other?
Like
talk
a
to each
second.
No, that's the thing. When you're a host, you gotta go boom, boom, boom. You gotta answer. I think my family talks to each other more than your family.
More, maybe not better.
Come on. If we have like a problem, we immediately talk to each other. You're saying that's not. Better.
I'm just saying it depends on your where you come from and what you do. Our family like has never like made each other cry screaming at each other.
No, like you're saying Kayla and I'd scream at each other.
And then you get mad and you're like yeah, yeah, and you're all mad.
No, we don't scream at each other, everybody. They've heard us get into a fight.
Yeah.
It's intense. We're not screaming.
I don't know.
Okay. I thought you always say that your family doesn't really talk. Are you stressed because your mom's gonna listen?
No. She is gonna listen though.
She is going to hear you say?
Of course.
Hey, Paulette.
I assume I'm going to be on the Instagram
photo. Yeah, and then she'll see it, and then she'll listen. Okay, okay, okay. Oh, we were talking about my boobs for so long. Okay. What do you see? Well, this could be the answer. What is one mistake we've made on the podcast in general or a specific time that, like, really bugs you? Like, is there a general
mistake?
I don't
think there's a specific. I think there's some times where, and I will admit, I don't listen as regularly as when you first started.
Yeah, it's...
But there have been some times where I'm like a little bit insecure about how you told the story or what you talk about with me because I'm not here to like defend myself.
And you also think that Kayla sounds trashy too sometimes.
Why are you just bringing up things? No, just once or twice Kayla said things where I'm like, you can't say
like,
that.
Like, what was the most recent one? The holiday one.
The holiday one. And she, the thing is, it's like, she's like dealt with 400.
I just felt something cold and gross
it
on
was
my
not
foot.
Me.
And I looked down and it was your bare foot on my ankle.
My foot is over here.
I just moved my foot out of the way from it. That was disgusting. Okay, continue. Sorry, Kayla. So Kayla was like, oh, what did we say? I was like, oh, it's Christmas.
Merry
no, she
Christmas.
Said Merry Christmas. And I said, well, actually, happy holidays because not everybody that listens celebrate Christmas. She's like, oh, come on. I'm all super inclusive, but it's my holiday this time. And like, she is super inclusive. And she's like literally the most like liberal person that I know. But Mark was like, okay, like.
Like, yeah, you could say it one more time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that. And like, or just let you say that and then move on.
Yeah, I know. And then he was like, oh God. Like as she was saying it, he's like, Kayla was sounded like trash. And I'm like, yeah, she did. I love when people agree with me. So, and then he told Kayla that too. Okay.
No, you told Kayla that.
Oh yeah, I said, Kayla, Mark thought you sounded like trash. And then we told the story to her. Okay. Do you think that we will have even more success than we do on the podcast one day? Or do you think we're going to stay kind of even?
Well, I think now that my episode, it's going to take off.
Oh my God. Okay, next. Do you think that you are smarter than I am?
In some ways, yes.
Which ways?
Global issues, politics,
yep.
Geography.
What?
History.
What? So just every subject.
No, you're better at like pop culture. Sometimes
so the thing that
you're
said
better.
The thing you said you hate about Kayla.
Sometimes you're better at math than me.
I feel like lately I've been better at Wheel of Fortune
you're
than you.
Good. Maybe.
I solve it. You're better at Jeopardy. I'm better at Wheel of Fortune. Admit it.
Also, how like...
Old do we sound that we watch those shows. Whatever. Like, Let's embrace it. Here's the thing. We made this...
We got... Cable for Christmas.
We got cable for Christmas. We made this thing the other day where we were like, because obviously we cannot solve Jeopardy whatsoever. Like, actually, your parents are shockingly so smart.
But here's the thing. I've realized, I mean, they are. So
yeah.
They are very smart. But I also realized, like, they've just been alive. That's the thing from, like, when I was a kid, I've realized that it's like, who, this president, 1974, whatever. And I'm like, how do they know that? I was like, they were alive.
I know, but then they have but to I'm remember s- it.
Like, I know, but you, like, you'll... I was going to be like, you'll remember who the president was when you were in high school.
Absolutely not. I don't know who...
It was George W. Bush.
No, I know our prime minister is Justin Trudeau. That's all I know.
Currently.
Currently.
Great.
That's all I need to know for now. Okay. Listen.
Name the last two.
All I know is... All I remember is John Chrétien and Justin Trudeau. Those are the two that I remember. Who was the one before?
There are two between that.
Who were they? Who were they?
Paul Martin.
And...
Stephen Harper.
Oh yeah, who we played a game against.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I played a game with Mark. So you can't, like, you basically, we can't answer Jeopardy questions. And we just, I forget what it was for. It was like a 15-minute massage or what?
I'm super insecure that it's not Paul Martin. I'm 90% sure it's Paul Martin.
Oh, who cares? This is the thing on the podcast. We get shit wrong all the time.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, who cares? Don't be insecure. That's another thing. Guess what? You are smarter than me and you're one of the smartest people that I know. If you get it wrong, I hope you get it wrong. Because it's okay to be you and be stupid.
New tagline for the podcast.
It's okay to be you and it's okay to be stupid.
I'm Grimace.
Hi, I'm doing cosplay of Grimace and it's okay to be stupid. They're like, what is going on right now? Okay, so we said if we can, whoever answers, no, I had to answer two. And you had to answer three. And whoever did that, because he is smart, way smarter than me with Jeopardy, because they're weird questions, right? And if he answered three...
I love how you're blaming the question.
Yeah, they're stupid. If he answered three and I answered two, it's like we won the prize. I had to, like, do the dishes or, like, you had to massage me or something. Like, I don't know. I answered the two faster. And I was like, put me on the show. I am the smartest person. I was in that moment felt as if I could win Jeopardy.
Yes.
But I think I answered, like, who sang Ain't No Other Man? And I was like, who is Christina Aguilera? Like, I was freaking out.
You got a good category.
Next question is...
How many more questions are there?
Well, we have a whole episode to do.
Yeah, we got stories. I got games.
What?
Move on.
You can't just take over. Okay. If I brought home another dog, what would you do?
Be upset.
But you would have to... The thing is, if it was here, we would just accept it.
Well... I would try and return it, but you can't return dogs usually.
Right.
That's outrageous. I would be very upset.
But then you wouldn't
I would be very upset.
And for a bit.
No.
And then I would be very upset. You would learn to love the
no,
dog.
No, it would be the worst.
Okay. Are you excited to have kids with me or not?
Depends on the day.
Yeah,
hour, minute.
Same here. I'm like so freaked out.
I think it also depends. It has nothing to do with you. Like, you worded that weird, like, with me.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like...
You mean you were answering, are you excited to have kids?
Yeah, like, I feel like as a teacher, it comes in and out every day.
Explain further.
Like, there's days where I'm, like, really depressed about, you know...
What?
Everything.
Oh, you mean, like, you don't want to bring a kid into this depressing world?
Like, the kids are, like, struggling with all this stuff, and they're asking me crazy questions of, like, all these things, and I'm like, this is crazy, like, hard, and, like...
Can you give examples?
Well, they're all just like, Mr. Layman, how are we supposed to buy a house and the world is going to burn and I like can't get a job and
okay.
To get into university, right? Like all my students right now are stressed. Do you know what the acceptance rate, like Canadian universities are so different from just for the American listeners. Canadian tuition's like $10,000 or $13,000, not right. $60,000.
Okay.
But
well, speak for your own program, my freaking musical theater program was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that was stupid.
I know.
Anyway, but yeah, for like most of the good programs in Canada, if you want to go to like wherever, you need like a 97 average. Like not like, oh, you have a 92. It's like you need like a 97, yeah. 98 average. So kids like university grades are inflated and then the workforce right now, like over 50% of the workforce don't have college degrees. So people are getting university degrees that just like are useless and they don't need.
I just want a little gay boy tap dancer who doesn't have to worry about 97%.
And then what jobs is he going to go get?
We're going to tap dance together.
Okay. Because that.
I don't know how to tap dance
as
yet.
As an artist, you know how easy that is.
No. He's going to be a rapper. He's going to be a little queer rapper, and I'm going to be his producer or in the band. And you could be the bass player. Don't you want that?
This is not helping.
No, I think that would be fun. Okay.
Fun.
Well, yes, I want that. Or, like, you know.
Just continue.
I'll just continue. Okay. What do you think my best and worst qualities will be as a mom?
I think your best qualities is that you would do anything for them. And I think
that's also the worst quality.
It might be.
Yeah.
I'm
you're basing it basically on our dogs, right?
I'm
now.
Worried that you're not going to ever be able to have a negative interaction with them.
What?
Like, they're going to be bad, and then you're going to be like, you can have the chocolate.
No.
That's what
I love being struck. Do I give Monroe? I love being struck with Monroe and
Leo. Yes, but that's Monroe and Leo, not the dogs. Effie will just be the worst and be like such a brat. And then
she's innocent. She's a dog.
So that's what you're going to be like. They're 9. They're 15. They're a 17-year-old girl.
No, Mark.
They're 35 living in our garage still because they can't afford a house because they don't have a job.
But then they're still with us, so that's fine. I want to live with my mom. I would live with my mom for sure. Okay. What is your favorite? What is your favorite and least favorite part about marriage so far?
I fiddle with my ring a lot. I like that. I'm very fidgety, so I like to spin it and play with it.
That's interesting.
Which is nice.
Do you feel like it's any different than before we were married?
Legally, you know.
I know. Like, I literally feel zero difference.
Well, I mean, like, if you, like, were to, like, go bankrupt, it would affect me a lot more now.
Yeah, true. Okay, speaking of rings, I don't have mine on. I'm finding it really difficult to get used to them. Like,
that's fine. Well, you also wear them for, like, 2 hours and then whatever.
I know, but I had them on the other day as I was driving and I had mittens on because it was cold.
Well, yeah, but mittens and ring, that's a terrible idea.
I know. I'm saying they're always in the way and they're always making me feel claustrophobic and they don't look good when I don't have my nails done.
I
like,
don't wear them.
I don't. But does that offend you in any way?
It's fine.
I feel like you're slightly offended. That's dumb. It's a ring.
Okay.
I wear them when I dress up. I wear the ring. I should have it on now for the podcast because that would be fun. But I forgot and I'm not going all the way upstairs. What was your favorite thing that happened on our wedding day?
I don't know. The whole event was like pretty crazy.
Can I tell you my favorite thing?
Yeah.
My favorite thing was that we invited all of these people from all different areas of our life. And we know the level of talent that each performer was about to bring, okay? So we knew every singer, what they sounded like, the beatboxer, the comedian, the dancer, the drag queen. Like, we know all of them, right? But nobody in that room knew what was about to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, even some of my best singer friends had never heard the other amazing singer friends. So my favorite part of the wedding was the presentation of, like, you've never heard a singer this good. Oh, wait, the next person's also the best singer you've ever heard. Oh, wait, this is the best. Like, what is beatboxing?
Can I tell you, I tell you the funniest compliment that we got from my friend Robin, who I work with? Her husband, he said, how are they, like, friends with the most talented person in every category possible.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It was like, here's a beatboxer. He's the national champion. Here's a stand-up comedian. He won best new comedian in Canada.
Yeah.
Here's the whatever.
Yeah, they're all the best. Like, the one is like starring in the biggest theater company. What? They're all the best in their field.
And then
it's
the funniest, the thing that it made me love him a lot is then the follow-up thing to Robin was, he's like, and then why are they friends with you?
Friends with Robin. Yeah. That's funny. That's
which
funny.
Which was hilarious because, you know.
Funny.
Anyway.
She's not. I like Robin.
She's very nice.
So I think that was my favorite part.
Us, like, knowing what was coming up was great. I don't know. The whole night was just, like, so awesome to do things.
What a unspecific, boring
answer. No. I, like, you just want me to name people?
No. Was there a part of the night, like, did someone's outfit? Like, I loved, like, another favorite part was, like, how people dressed up. Our theme was like the MTV Video Awards or whatever. And like people were doing like when it was in its prime though, like picking like 90s, Y2K. Like it was so funny because like they didn't have to dress up normally like at a wedding. That's what I loved about our wedding because you didn't have to wear like an uncomfortable outfit. You could wear an outfit that you've always wanted to wear, but there was no occasion for you to ever wear it.
Okay.
So like my Grimace outfit right now
would be good.
You could wear this at the thing, but like most normal people that aren't performers or whatever would never wear like an outrageous outfit like this, right? What?
I just thought of two answers.
What? Okay,
I have
go.
Two answers.
Okay, go.
So number one, this is no offense to all the other performers.
Okay.
But the Michael Van Hevel performance, our friend Michael is like the rebirth of Frank Sinatra, and he sang That's Life, which is my all-time favorite song.
Yeah.
But also the reason was he wasn't at soundcheck. Oh, I was realizing why that one was so crazy. Because it was the first time we had ever done it. The band had like practiced it once.
Yeah.
But like when he came with That's Life was the first time we ever heard it. Yeah. I had never heard him sing it. So I feel like that was the moment. Everyone else, like we rehearsed it or I knew I'd heard them sing the song before.
Yeah.
I had never heard him do it when we were live on stage.
Yeah, like gave me the shivers immediately. And he's like so cool. And the thing about him is like, I feel like Michael Bublé is kind of like the rebirth of Frank Sinatra.
No, but Bublé doesn't sound like
him. Listen. People, yeah, but Michael Bublé is the 2024 version of what Frank Sinatra was. Would actually, I guess, technically, like Justin Bieber well, is yeah,
the
is
same the Frank genre, Sin-
yeah,
but yeah,
but same genre, whatever. But what I love about Michael Van Hevel is he's a mashup of the both of them.
Yeah.
So he sounds like Frank Sinatra and he sounds like Michael Bublé, and he's like one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life, and he said that was amazing.
And then my follow up,
yeah,
which is nothing to do with the wedding day,
yeah,
but. It was a thing that we like saw on, I saw it on like Instagram or something. And then it like has made me so happy is I know you gave Wade Muir a shout out the other day.
Yeah.
But like.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
The best is that someone posted online, like people get so dressed up and like spend time to get ready for the wedding, whatever.
Yeah.
When they leave your wedding, instead of having like a random tote that they're like going to use once, they just want a good photograph
an amazing
of themselves.
Photo, yeah.
And the fact that we have like you'd got the backdrop with red carpet.
Yeah.
Like
everyone has the best photo that they're ever gonna have of themselves.
And like my favorite thing is we keep emailing people being like, check out this photo of you. And then I know within 40 minutes, it will be their profile picture.
Yeah, every
on everything. Every single person, I'm like, check out this photo immediately.
Yeah, because once again, like as performers, we're used to getting our picture taken. But like those ones,
like,
I was like, whoa.
That quality and on a red carpet and with a cool backdrop.
The Beyonce,
The number of, you know how people do their like 2023 year in review?
Yeah, it's all the pictures.
Our wedding photo
is the always
one
in for, it.
Is in every single one.
But they probably never take us or Wade in it.
No, because it's about them.
Well,
but what I'm saying...
They should credit the photographer.
No, all I'm saying is people that are getting married, just get good photos of everybody and they will be happy.
They will be satisfied. Yeah, exactly. Like they're going to remember that more than like whatever you've given them. Or the
maybe
or
someone's listening right now. People at our wedding were like, I wanted a tote bag. Yeah.
Actually, I would have preferred the tote bag. You know okay, well, you got your
please tell me
problem.
We're almost out of questions.
Yeah, it was just on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think you're doing as a co-host?
7.
Oh, you did like an honest answer. They're going to be like, I'm a 12.
So do you want to, at this point, play a game or do you want to let the people know the craziest thing that happened?
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's make that quick because the thing is it was traumatizing in our life, but like.
But I'm just saying like based on
podcast. Okay. So in the last podcast, you heard us talk about like the horrible thing that happened to Izzy, our mom's dog, and Kayla experienced the seizure and then she called me crying, da-da-da-da-da. So Izzy had a seizure, okay? That was like 3 weeks ago. Duke had a seizure. So Duke, our little puppy, the little chubby gray one, had a freaking seizure the other day. I was not there. I was having Monroe's birthday celebration. We were at an arcade and I was playing games and winning tickets and whatever. And Mark was trying to get a hold of me.
And then obviously I called you and Kayla both 5 times.
Yeah,
and neither of you answered your phone.
We were literally playing arcade games.
I know.
So I finally look at my phone and Mark's like, you got to call me. And then we phone. He's like, everything's fine. But like Duke just had a seizure. So first of all, this is what you felt was very important to say today. You said, it's funny because I heard you talking about how I react to situations because we were saying you reacted terribly when you cut my head open with the trunk or whatever. You would like me to say what?
That I feel like I handled the situation all right. I will say this sounds insane, but the fact that Izzy had it before, for sure, like I don't know what I would have done.
100%.
But the fact that like Izzy had gone to the vet, I knew Izzy was fine. I was like, okay, just keep Duke calm and then it's going to be fine. And then the crazy thing that just like kind of fluke happened because we're weird is So Duke was asleep. Effie jumped down off of the couch and then like kind of spooked Duke. And Duke, sometimes when he wakes up, is he seems like drunk.
Yeah, and it's
like,
so funny.
It's so funny.
And we're like, oh, this is funny. Let's film it.
So I took out my phone and started filming Duke because I was like, this is going to be a hilarious Duke waking up. And then he started shaking. And then like over the next 4 minutes, I filmed the whole thing.
So the crazy thing is Mark has a full video of this seizure. So I watched it and it is the saddest video I have ever seen in my life. I hate it. Mark handled it amazing. It was funny, not funny in the video, but it was interesting when like you notice that, oh, this is real. You're like,
well, it's also like I'm saying things to him that like clearly for me, like I was like, you're going to be fine. You're fine. Oh, you're all good. You're like, fine.
You're a very good boy. Are you okay? And he's like seizing on the ground.
It's going to be done soon. Yeah. And I'm like, it's me telling me.
But you did handle it very well. And it was the saddest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, this can't be a coincidence. How did two dogs that have never had a seizure have it within 3 weeks of each other? And the problem is now it's like a needle in a haystack. We've talked to the vet. They're like, it could be a coincidence. It might not be a coincidence. It
could be 100 things. Then also when you Google things, it's like, because they were like, it could be epilepsy. And then I'm like, that's great. Like he was just sleeping. And then I looked up, dogs usually don't show signs of epilepsy until they're 2 years old. Guess who turns two in
February. Yeah. But then it's like, Duke might have epilepsy, but Izzy also had a seizure the other day. Like, what are the chances? Like,
I will say, the vet did say,
yeah,
if your dog's ever having a seizure or anything's going on, film it. And then you'll have like the exact time of like when they actually did the thing best and like thing how long it is. Because you'll be like, it was 20 minutes. Yeah. And like really it was like a minute and a half. But it feels like 20 minutes.
Exactly. But remember, they know the last thing, if it's under 5 minutes, whatever. Yeah. And it was.
They can like see the progression.
It was the saddest video I have ever seen. And then he like immediately recovered and was like being like bad and funny after. But like I feel like I'm closer to him now. I feel like he can't annoy me as much because I'm like looking at his little innocent face like, oh my God, this poor little boy had a seizure.
I know. And now it's like anytime he does anything, both of us are horrified.
Oh my God. Every time the dogs look a different way, I'm like, they're seizing. Like every time, like, because now just all our dogs are having seizures. Like, it has to be related and it's going to kill me because I don't know if I'll ever figure it out. And my mom was like, I know that it has been proven now that like Swiffer wet jets are like, don't give dogs seizures. But that was a thing before where Swiffer wet jets like gave dogs seizures. Like the stuff.
That's what people said.
No, they changed their product for it. And she's like, I know this is a long shot, but you recently bought a Swiffer wet jet. I'm like, oh my God, we did.
Well, but then that doesn't make sense.
Like, okay, this is boring now. I know.
Okay. Okay, let me play a game.
All right. Do you want to play a game?
I'm going to host a game. So this game, here's how this game's going to work. I have a list beside me of five people in a category. They're not really in a category. They're just five celebrities. I'm going to ask you to rank them from one to five.
Okay.
On a different category. You just need to tell me.
Okay.
So I brought a piece of paper and a pencil if you'd like to write them down in case you forget who they are.
Okay.
People at home, you're more than welcome to play unless you're driving. And then please just memorize them.
This is something that I have to say because I didn't actually answer the questions back really. But one of my favorite qualities about you is that we always play games. I love playing these games. I'm telling you, we need to write a book. It's like games that you like only need a pen and paper for or whatever or nothing
at
all.
Can you see through this paper?
No, I'm not going to cheat.
If there's one thing I know about Stacey, she's a cheater.
Oh my, I am not. Okay.
So the first one is you have to rank these five people from youngest to oldest.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, Will Ferrell. Number two, Bradley Cooper. Guy Fieri.
Why'd you say it with an accent?
Because I don't know. Drew Barrymore, Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
Can you rank them for people at home while she's thinking? It is Will Ferrell.
Is Guy Fieri the guy with the blonde spiky hair?
That does Diners, Drive-Ins, Dives.
Okay.
So Will Ferrell, Bradley Cooper, Guy Fieri, Drew Barrymore, Anne Hathaway.
Okay, I think it is Will Ferrell is the oldest, then Guy Fieri, then Drew Barrymore, then Bradley Cooper, then Anne Hathaway.
You almost are correct. Will Ferrell is the oldest at 56. Guy Fieri, 55. Bradley Cooper, Drew Barrymore, you flip them. Bradley Cooper's 49. Drew Barrymore's 48.
Oh, I was one so close. Off. I was so
Anne Hathaway, 41.
So I got almost perfect.
Almost perfect. You were 1 year off on the one.
I'm amazing at this game.
So far. Okay, you want category two?
Yeah.
Okay, this one is going to be by height.
Height, okay.
Height. Number one, Ricky Gervais.
Okay.
Harry Styles, Queen Latifah, J-Lo, and George Clooney.
Okay.
So people, we got Ricky Gervais, Harry Styles, Queen Latifah, J-Lo, George Clooney.
Okay, I'm going to go from shortest to tallest.
Correct.
I think that J-Lo is the shortest, then Ricky Gervais, then Harry Styles, then Queen Latifah. Then I was going to say George Clooney and Queen Latifah. Okay, I'll say Queen Latifah, then George Clooney.
All right. Almost.
Ah! Okay.
J-Lo is 5'4".
Okay.
Ricky Gervais, 5'7" in second place.
Okay.
So that was good.
That was correct.
Queen Latifah is 5'8".
What? Doesn't she give you like 5'11 energy?
That's like you. George Clooney, 5'11". Harry Styles is 6 feet tall.
Really? Oh, God, he's hot. Harry Styles is so hot. Do you think he's hot?
I mean, he's fine. All right. We're going to go into...
Wait, sorry. How tall was George Clooney?
5'11".
5'11"?
Yeah.
He gives over 6 feet energy.
But everyone in Hollywood is like shorter than
you
think.
Yeah, I know.
All right, look. Him and Brad Pitt are the same height.
Brad Pitt, I thought, was like 5'8".
No, he's 5'11".
Whoa. Queen Latifah seems like almost 6 feet tall.
I know.
She's my height. Queen Latifah and I are the same height.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Great. Okay. The next one's going to be, you're going to hate.
Just
but
tell
I'm
me.
Just going
to
do it. You're going to do population.
Why? Because I'm going to sound like an idiot?
Maybe. All right. Okay. Number one.
Okay.
Canada.
Okay.
Number two, Australia.
Okay.
Number three, Mexico.
Okay.
Number four, England. Number five, California. So we have four countries and a state here.
Okay.
Okay, so just so people know, it is Canada, Australia, Mexico, England, and California.
Okay, I think it is, I'm going to go from most populated to least.
Most to least.
I'm debating on Mexico and California, but I think I'm going to say Mexico 1, California 2. I'm going to say Canada 3, Australia, England 4, Australia 5.
That's from most to least?
Yeah, so I said Mexico, California, Canada, Australia, or England, Australia.
Okay, so you want me to go from most populated?
Most, yeah, most.
Most. The most populated with 128 million is Mexico.
Correct, okay, check mark.
Second place with 67 million, England.
Really? Are you shocked by that, or did you
I'm
know that?
More shocked that there's twice as many people in Mexico. I know Mexico's huge, but like, I don't know.
I put England in fourth place. I think England had like a, for some reason I thought they were like, you know, just the UK, a little bit smaller.
No.
Weird. Huge. Okay, that's number two. Okay.
Third place, Canada.
No, you told me.
And I'm wrong now.
Canada
has grown.
This is bullshit because you told me that that you're always like, did you know the state of California has a higher population than all of Canada?
I said it's the same. Right now, Canada has 40 million in third place. California has 39 million.
That's crazy. I'm so mad because I was like, I felt so cool that I remembered that fun fact.
And then fifth place is Australia. With 26 million. But it is crazy. Like, it is like an interesting thing to think about. Like, I think it's so funny at like the Olympics.
Yeah.
When like everyone's competing and stuff.
Yeah.
USA is like, USA, USA, we're so, and it's like, yeah, imagine we just competed against California. You know what I
know.
I mean?
What you're saying is there's so many people in one place. Of course, they're going to find the best of the best.
Like,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, there's obviously people that are amazing at those things in that those
because
places.
Because one state is our country, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Okay, next. I like this game.
Well, thank you. Now we're going to go with net worth now.
Net worth. Okay.
And I want you to do this from lowest to highest.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, Shania Twain.
Okay.
Number two, Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
Canadian boy. Number three, Serena Williams. Number four, Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Number five, Seth MacFarlane.
Oh.
So just to recap for people at home, we've got Shania Twain, country singer from Canada. Shawn Mendes, pop singer from Canada. Serena Williams, tennis superstar. Natalie Portman, she was in Star Wars and so many other things. And Seth MacFarlane, the voice of Family Guy.
Okay. I think that the lowest is Shawn Mendes. I think the second lowest is Natalie Portman. I think the third place is Serena Williams. For some reason, I remember Shania Twain having like a huge shocking net worth that I was like, that's impossible because she has something. So I would go Shawn Mendes, Natalie Portman, Serena Williams, Shania Twain, and then I think Seth MacFarlane has the highest net worth out of everybody because he's a man and has a TV show.
You were so close.
Oh!
I based on what you were saying, I was like, she got it. And then you just screwed it up.
The last two?
Yeah.
It's Shania Twain is the highest?
Yeah.
I know this weird fun fact. Why is her net worth so high?
One, I think she has so many hits and
But
I also think her husband produced everything. So I wonder if like the rights she owns all her masters or something.
Right.
Also, she had a Vegas residency for a very long time.
I'm just saying Shania Twain is a random in there. Like
whatever. So
like you would for sure think that Natalie Portman and Seth MacFarlane has more than Shania Twain.
But okay, let me tell you this. Okay, the numbers are actually pretty crazy.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes, 54 million.
That's insane.
Which is a joke. It's broke.
he's poor as fug. Okay, go ahead.
Number two, Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
125 million.
What? That's insane. Okay.
Three, Serena Williams, 290.
That's shocking. Okay.
Seth MacFarlane, 300 million.
Whoa.
Shania Twain, $400 million.
$400 million net worth. That's ridiculous. Think of how she... The only reason that I think
looks
it's funny...
Looks like we made it.
Do you want to do our harmony? Do you remember it?
I don't remember it.
Babe, you have to
try. I don't remember it.
Okay, we're going to do it right now.
Is that the song?
No, that was a different song. The one we're doing, like, from this moment.
I'm not going to remember it.
I'll just play the clip we recorded the other day. We recorded one for Kayla the other day. We were singing Shania Twain from this moment on. And I said, oh, I wish that I could sing this duet with you. I used to sing it with my friend. And Mark's like, hit me. And he's like, teach it to me. And like, I have to say you did a pretty decent job.
Thanks.
No problem. Okay, here it is. I'll play it right now.
There is nothing I wouldn't give from this moment on.
You killed it until the end. There you go. Amazing.
We're back.
And we're back. Great clip from Mark Stace. From Mark Laidmiddle. Sorry. Okay. Great clip from Mark Laidmiddle, Stacey Kay, singing From This Moment On by the top earner Shania Twain with $400 million net worth.
I was going to say quit while you're ahead, but you're very much not ahead. Okay, the next two, we're going to go album sales.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, this one stresses me out.
Album sales.
Okay.
Number one, Spice by Spice Girls.
Okay.
Number two, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
I think it's actually called Baby One More Time.
It is called Baby One More Time.
Number three, Abbey Road by The Beatles.
Okay.
Number four, Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And number five, 21 by Adele.
Album sales.
Album sales so the globally thing is, too. Globally.
Oh, geez. Okay, this one's really weird and I have no idea. So I'm going to go... Baby One More Time. Is it the whole album was called Baby One More Time?
The whole album was called Baby One More Time.
Interesting. Okay.
It was her debut.
I'm going to go... Actually, I actually think it's in order that you just said it. So I think it's...
I don't know the order I said it in. So
okay, so this is what I think the order is. I think the lowest is Spice, then Hit Me Baby, then Abbey Road, then Thriller, then 21.
Okay, so a couple things here that are interesting to think about before I reveal.
Yeah.
21 just came out.
Yeah, I know.
Recently. I'm just saying, who buys albums?
I know, but Adele is in... Like, if there's some weird thing with Adele...
Okay.
Okay.
So in last place,
yeah,
23 million sales.
Yeah.
Spice.
Okay. I was right. Okay.
Number two, Baby One More Time, 26 million.
Okay. I was right.
This shocked me. Abbey Road, known as one of the greatest albums of all time and the highest selling, like for a million, 30 million in third place.
Did I get the next two right?
Fourth place, 21.
Whoa.
By Adele. So I mean, and by fourth, I mean second.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she did 31 million. Thriller is the greatest selling album of all time.
Okay.
70 million.
Whoa.
It's double all the other
Whoa,
ones.
Whoa, that's crazy. So I almost got the, I keep almost getting them right just by off by one.
Well, the next one, I think you can get. The okay. last one.
Okay, okay, okay.
You can just use logic in your life. Bang ending, I have faith in my wife. She knows her movies.
My wife.
This is year the movie came out.
Okay.
Number one, Click. Number two, Austin Powers. Number three, Anchorman. Number four, I Love You, Man. Number five, Zoolander.
Okay.
So for people at home, that was Click, Austin Powers, Zoolander, Anchorman, and I Love You, Man.
I'm pretty sure Click came out in 2009. I know that's a weird fun fact, but I think that's when it came out. I'm just saying that now. Okay. I think the...
What's the oldest?
The oldest, I think, is Austin Powers.
Okay.
Then I think Zoolander. Then I think Anchorman. Then Click. Oh, those ones might be flipped. Then I Love You, Man.
Say it one more time.
So I think Austin Powers, Zoolander, Anchorman, Click, I Love You, Man.
Everybody with perfect scores.
Yes! Am I right about Click in 2009?
No.
Oh.
So here's the fun. Here's the second part of this.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me the years.
Okay.
What year do you think Austin Powers came out? This shocked me.
Okay. It I think Austin Powers came out in 1998.
It was 1997.
Oh, I was so
I would
close.
Have said in like when I was in high school.
No.
Because
I remember being like a 12-year-old being like, groovy, baby. And my parents thought I was amazing at it and they would like film me.
Of course.
So I was
did.
1 year off.
That's
okay.
That's why you are the way you are.
Zoolander, I think, came out in 2000.
And one.
Ah, I'm always off by a year. Okay, 2001. Okay.
Anchorman came out.
2004.
You screwed up
2004,
both
okay.
Click.
Click, I think came out in 2009, but you said it's not. So let's say 2011?
2006.
Oh, really? Okay, 2006. Okay. And then I Love You, Man, I think came out in 2013.
2009.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully there were no younger listeners because they wouldn't even know what any of those movies are.
Do you really think that your target demographic is younger listeners?
Sometimes they think I'm cool. For all the 16-year-olds out there, go check out Click, Austin Powers, Anchorman, I Love You, Man, and Zoolander. I remember in Zoolander watching it in the theaters, I'm pretty sure. So what would I have been, 87, 97? So I was 14. I went to the theater with my friends. And when he said, what is this, a school for ants? When he was looking at like the little like thing that, what is
the
called?
The model?
The model. What is this, a school for ants? I have never laughed harder. This is the funniest thing I've literally ever heard in my life. Did you think that, I feel like, was that your kind of humor or what?
Yeah, no. I didn't really go to the movies. Ugh. So I just saw everything like later when it came out on like DVD.
Why didn't you go to the movies?
I found like it was a waste of time.
Oh my God.
It was a waste of money.
That's stupid.
I also like, what, your mom drove you and your friends to the movies and yeah. then you went, like, no.
What?
I just like walked to my friend's house. We'd hang out in the basement or we'd play basketball in the front. We wouldn't like, it would take so, drive like half an hour to the mall.
Half, our drive was 7 minutes to the mall to watch the movie and it was fun. Popcorn.
I'm over it.
Oh my God. Any more games
you
or what?
You had to spend like $30 at the movies?
No,
come
at that
on.
Time it was like $7 a ticket.
Plus
I feel so
popcorn,
old.
Plus drinks.
Like the movie was, the night was like under 20 for sure.
Yeah, or you could play basketball for free.
Okay.
And drink your mom's
Do you have
pop.
Another game or not?
I don't have any more games. You told me to prepare one.
I thought we were playing games with an S. I didn't know it was all going to be the same game, but that's okay.
Well, it's different categories.
Okay, so.
Just to recap, I had 7 minutes to prep for this podcast.
You did. Like, literally, we're not joking. And I was like, oh, and also we have to film you and put an outfit on, and you, that's what you chose.
Was,
I like that you're wearing orange and I'm wearing purple.
It was
I think it's
easy.
Cool. Yeah.
I figured I'd wear something that you bought me so then I wouldn't get in trouble.
You're wearing your Ivy Park hat.
You bought it for me.
I love that hat. Okay, well, I think we can end there. This is a little bit shorter than we actually usually make the episode, but I guess
Well, no, sometimes the episode's like an hour and then the last one was just an hour, like two hours for some reason.
This is under an hour because we don't have that natural flow that my sister and I do where we can just keep talking and talking and talking.
No, usually you prep more than 7 minutes.
We do not prep anything.
Don't tell the people that.
No, what I'm saying is like we just start talking and then everything we prep, we don't get to it. Because we start going on rants about if like elephants can go on airplanes or not. But this is what we do every day, talk about stuff like that. And I do have to say, when I first started doing this podcast, it's like so awkward to talk on the mic and like talk to someone that you talk to every day. And like now we're filming whatever. And you like were natural at it.
Natural.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to go now. Mark has to go to bed because he has to get up in the morning. Now we have to go see what the dogs did. So... okay, I love you all. Say one piece of advice for everybody going into 2023. What is the vibe?
Into 2023?
I mean, going into 2024, I thought it was 2023. Now that we're in 2024, what's the vibe of this year for you?
The vibe of this year is, why wait?
What?
Why wait?
For what?
Everything. Just go. Why wait? Just do it.
Just do anything.
Why are you waiting?
Why are you doing that voice? You're just saying, like, anything you want to do, just do it.
Well, that's terrible advice.
Travel. Buy that.
Why wait?
Buy.
Yeah, I take back everything. Everything I just said.
Why?
Wait. The new advice for 2024 is wait. Wait. Don't do it.
Get the dog you've always...
Wait for it.
Get the third dog.
My advice is be very cautious, everyone.
Okay. Thank you for filling in for Kayla. I hope she's back next week because if not, we have a big problem. You're not doing this again. You were great today. But
I have to call my husband.
No. God, bye.
I'm going to do a remix.
I have to call my sister.
When you rate, review, subscribe, it helps us out because we love loving what we do without a doubt. So we want to thank you for taking the time. Oh, so here we go. We bust in a rhyme. Oh, this is our podcast. We're here to stay. My name is Kayla. This is Stacey K. Okay, that.
I have to call my sister.
Hey, you there.
Kayla, stop.
You heard it here first.
Okay, never mind. We're not doing the rap anymore.
Heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey-ho.